Hello, and welcome to the Quantum Fit Podcast. I'm Taylor, and I am your host. This podcast is all about applying the different principles of quantum physics and quantum biology to your health and fitness. This gives us a holistic view of how different environmental factors, such as sunlight or cold, play a major role in your overall health. So I won't just be talking about diet or exercise and developing good habits. If you want to really make lasting changes in how you feel, think, and act, then I'd recommend you try to listen closely and have an open mind to what I have to say. Every day I'll be hitting you with a quick 7 to 15 minute long podcast. I keep it short like this because it makes it both informative and to the points so that you don't feel quite so overwhelmed with information. Also, currently I do not do any kind of advertisements. So instead, I ask that you share this podcast with a friend or family member if you enjoyed the message and gained something from it. I want to be able to spread quality and easy to understand content that everyone can take and use in their own daily lives. I would highly appreciate it. On to today's podcast episode, the human digestive system. Well, humans have one of the most bizarre digestive systems if you don't look at it from the right perspectives. Most in the medical field would consider us to be omnivores based upon our large variety of teeth and numerous enzymes that are able to utilize vitamins and nutrients from both animals or animal products and plants. Indeed, we can get some amount of nutrition from plants. But what foods are humans designed to be optimal at digesting? So we're going to work our way down the digestive system, taking note of each major feature. So first off, the jaws. Our jaws and the movement of them are in between that of herbivores and carnivores. We can move our jaw up and down and side to side, but we're, you know, a lot more efficient at up and down. For instance, like herbivores, when they chew, it's in a circle. The way they chew, it's actually pretty interesting to actually watch. Whereas, you know, if you look at something like a sea otter, for instance, they can only move their teeth up and down because they're, you know, strictly carnivores. Our ancestors definitely had larger canines than us, indicating we hail from species that ate a lot of meat. But overall, our teeth now are designed to only partially grind up food. I mean, realistically, it's kind of funny. As humans, we're probably one of the species that is the worst at chewing our food. We're very, very bad at being able to break it up. Our teeth are just not designed for it. It's an interesting thing to notice. Also, we have digestive enzymes in our saliva designed for breaking down starches, fats, and I guess there's a few specific proteins even that we have enzymes for, but it's not really breaking them down. It's breaking them into, specific proteins into specific sizes, into specific bits, I guess. So it doesn't target a lot of proteins. That's what our gut's for, or our stomach, rather. But anyways, it should be noted, however, that people can have between 50% salivary amylase, that's the enzyme that breaks starches down, or they can have almost untraceable amounts of amylase. This means that, you know, some people can either very, very easily handle digesting starches or, you know, not suffer severe consequences, and other people cannot. Other people can't handle it at all, whatsoever. You know, I'm guessing it's a combination of ancestry that affects that, along with your distance to the equator. That should play a big factor in it as well. Moving to the stomach, humans produce hydrochloric acid. It should be noted that herbivores do not do this because it's unnecessary and futile against cellulose. Instead, Herbivores use multiple stomachs and have super huge colons to break down and digest plants. I mean, not all of them have multiple stomachs, but, you know, like ruminants, for instance, you know, like sheep or cows. Yeah, but it's actually pretty crazy. If you were to look up a study, try Google searching dog stomach acid pH. Okay, when I did that, there's a study that was, I think, the fourth search result or so, it depends on your search engine, that found humans have a stomach pH that is around 1.1 or even lower. We literally have a stronger stomach acid than dogs, which descend directly from carnivores. All right? You know, and as a matter of fact, I mean, I've been doing digging on it, and I'm not sure there's a species out there that has a stronger stomach acid than humans. It's pretty ridiculous. Even vultures, you know, they eat dead stuff. They don't even have a stronger pH, stomach pH than us, you know, and a strong stomach pH is what allows you to, you know, kill off bacteria. So, you know, there's something there. Oh, and you should keep in mind that stomach acidity is needed for digesting animal products. More specifically, animal proteins. Which, again, shows that humans are designed to eat lots and lots of meat and seafood. Then we have our actual gut, or, you know, everything that comes after the stomach. Our small intestine makes up around 60% of our gut volume, while the colon only makes up 20%. Keep in mind that the small intestine is where the final digestion of food occurs and nutrients are actually being absorbed. The colon is where huge colonies of bacteria exist that ferment and break down food. So now, if we were to compare ourselves to any ape that's out there, they have the exact opposite setup in their gut. 20% of the volume is taken up by the small intestine, but 60% of their gut is used up by the colon. This indicates that apes are capable and are supposed to be doing far, far more fermentation compared to humans. Again, fermentation is what allows, allows animals to digest plants, right? They have to ferment. So if you have greater capacity to, you know, ferment, it means you're supposed to eating more and more and more plants. Again, humans have a very, very small colon. It should still be noted, however, that we do have a greater capacity to ferment than any true carnivore. So that's where it gets kind of weird. You know, humans are definitely, that's why they call us an omnivore, because we do definitely sit in between. It's like we have strengths of, like, both sides, you know, both carnivores and herbivores. But, all in all, you know, you have to combine all the factors to try and, try and understand why we are the way we are. So, you know, we suck at chewing food, and we have some ability to digest starches, but not that much since we have small colons. Now, my guess, which is based on different opinions I've read online, from people like Jack Kruse there's a few different people within the paleo community that I've read from, but the reason that we can digest starches seems to be more of a last resort in times of starvation. Even if we're not very good at digesting the starches, at least having an option to eat it in case of, again, the times where there's not a lot of animal products around, not a lot to hunt. It's better to have some food than not at all. We have an incredibly acidic stomach and a very long, small intestine. This alone suggests that we are built to predominantly eat meat. But the question comes back to bite us. What about our damn teeth? If we're supposed to be mostly carnivorous, why don't we have teeth better suited for the job? This is one of the biggest arguments that vegetarians and especially vegans will always make. Well, you know, carnivores in nature, they just kill everything with their teeth. Or, you know, they'll actually rip it off the flesh, whereas humans couldn't do that. Okay, well, that's because we have tools. But not only that, there's more than just one factor involved. It's not just, killing, you know, being able to kill something and tear the flesh off, it's, is there another advantage to degrading our teeth, making our teeth worse at doing that? Is there an advantage about that that, you know, they're not seeing, they're not looking at? And the answer is hidden, once again, in what nutrients humans need. We need brain fuel. What are the best sources of brain fuel? Shellfish and oily fish. And the thing is, like I talked about in a previous episode, we need the nutrients from, well, not only the nutrients from digesting them, you know, like the DHA, copper, selenium, everything that's in it, but the products made from bacteria fermenting tough, whole bits of the food. So, you know, one such product is hydrogen gas. Again, like I talked about, in order for your bacteria to do this optimally, you cannot be feeding your bacteria soup and already broken down tissue, and they don't do as well of a job from plants. So, well, one caveat: if you're getting lots and lots of sunlight, you know, you have a very high voltage, then you'll have a much easier time producing those products from plant products. But again, you need lots of sun. Not enough people are getting enough sun. So that's the main reason I point that out. However, again, you know, humans' teeth needed to basically de-evolve. They needed to become less effective so that we end up swallowing whole more of our food. Instead of chewing up your food well, you should actually be swallowing more of it in bigger chunks. Because again, you want the big chunks of that stuff to get down so that your stomach bacteria can, you know, eat it up and ferment it and create, you know, short-chain fatty acids, again, the hydrogen gas, and there's a few other things they create that are essential. Actually, your bacteria also creates light in your gut from food. Again, you need strong voltage in order for it to happen in the first place, but that's another point, and that's why they'll be able to create more light specifically from having more foods that are lower in deuterium. Anyways, so all in all, this means that humans are designed to eat a crap ton of seafood and meat and swallow the chewy and harder bits. So a little bit of an interesting podcast is kind of just, you know, again, just covering the digestive system as a whole and looking at it and trying to, you know, make sense of it for you guys. Why humans are so weird? You know, why do we have these crap teeth? you know, we don't have carnivore teeth. And then, you know, our gut is weird too, because it's built like a carnivore, you know? But our teeth, they seem to be more like herbivore teeth. So, anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you have questions and comments, you can find me on Instagram at RealQuantumFit, the Quantum Fit Facebook page, or my personal Facebook page, Taylor Kelson, or through a voice message across the Anchor app. See ya!